here's a story from The World.
When it comes to climate change, not all greenhouse gases are created equal. Methane is extremely potent, and it's a big part of our climate problem, warns the United Nations Environment Program in a new report. But the bright side? We already have the tools to slash methane emissions by a lot. The World's environment correspondent Carolyn Beeler reports.
Carbon dioxide is the planet-warming pollutant that gets the most attention. But in recent years, rising methane levels in the atmosphere has shoved it into the spotlight.
We care about methane because it's number two.
It causes about a third of all global warming, says Duke professor Drew Schindel. He's the lead author of today's Global Methane Assessment. Methane also creates ozone, which can be deadly to humans. But the pollutant is short-lived, which actually presents an opportunity.
It doesn't stay around so long, which means if you do something about it, you can change the course of our warming planet much more quickly than changing CO2.
The carbon dioxide that comes out of your tailpipe today can linger for 200 years. Methane, on the other hand, disappears in about a decade. Today's report found that human-caused methane emissions could be cut by up to 45% by 2030, which would shave half a degree Fahrenheit off of expected global warming.
Yeah, I think this is a really hopeful conclusion from the report.
Now, when I say methane, you may think cows. And that's right. They release methane in their burps and their manure. Report author Lena Hoogland-Isakson says people thought that was the main culprit when she started studying the pollutant a decade and a half ago.
What was kind of understated was the contribution from the fossil fuel extraction.
Natural gas is mostly made of methane. It leaks out of pipelines and abandoned wells around the world. Methane is also released as a byproduct of oil and gas extraction. All in all, the fossil fuel industry contributes about 35% of man-made methane emissions, which Hoogland-Isakson says is important to point out.
Because the possibilities to reduce emissions at reasonable costs is much larger in the fossil fuel industry than in the agricultural sector.
And that's one of the key takeaways of this global methane assessment. There is some low-hanging fruit here. In most cases, capturing methane gas would be relatively cheap for energy companies or could actually make them money. And across sectors, human-caused methane emissions could be cut by nearly a third just by employing technology some companies are already using.
Satellites, fixed-wing aircraft, drones fitted with forward-looking infrared cameras.
This is Paul Ulrich, naming some of those technologies used to detect methane leaks in gas pipes. He's a VP at Jonah Energy, a U.S. natural gas company that's a member of a voluntary U.N. industry group aimed at reducing methane emissions.
Identifying leaks, measuring those leaks, and then putting the right tools in place to reduce and remove those leaks, it could make a huge difference.
Over the past couple of years, there's been more investment in detecting leaks. Last August, Stéphane Germain and his company, GHGSat, launched a satellite that can detect methane emissions at individual oil wells.
Our major customers are industrial emitters themselves because we want to work with them to help them better understand, control, and reduce their emissions.
Recent satellite images revealing methane plumes from Russian gas pipes are thought to be one reason President Vladimir Putin mentioned the pollutant publicly last month. Through an interpreter, he called for international cooperation on methane at an online climate summit organized by President Biden.
In this regard, it would be imperative to foster a broad and efficient international cooperation in calculating and monitoring all harmful emissions into the atmosphere.
Russia and the U.S. are the number one and two emitters of methane. Roman C. Durstov is an energy policy expert at Michigan Technological University and the University of Sussex. He says Putin has long seen the economic benefit of reducing gas leaks.
This is a clear area of potential collaboration. There are not that many of those that exist right now between the United States and Russia, but this is definitely one of them.
If Russia and the U.S. do start working together on this problem, the impact would be felt around the world. Study author Drew Schindel again.
Lowering methane is really the most powerful lever we have to bring some relief to increasing heat waves and more intense hurricanes and all of the other impacts of climate change that are unfolding so quickly around us by the 2040s.
Of course, methane leaks are just a byproduct of an industry whose product itself is a leading cause of warming emissions. Today's UN report also found that any expansion in natural gas infrastructure is, quote, incompatible with keeping warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. For The World, I'm Carolyn Buehler.